So some of the ongoing stressors, back in April we spoke, and this kind of COVID thing was new to most of us, still dealing with uncertainties with many things. So we're identifying stress that's associated with COVID. I'm encouraging anyone who's experiencing stress at a heightened level to come in and, you know, talk through some of the stress to identify and to validate some of that stress they're having. Anxieties associated with, you know, how things will look. I'm encouraging people to try to live moment to moment, being present with what they have. So as far as what has changed here, I think the one thing that has changed is, you know, kind of encouraging people to wear the masks. And, you know, I work with a lot of people that it's really upsetting. They don't want to do it. They don't want to wear them. Do I understand that? Yes, I do. Encouraging people to just kind of follow those rules, if not for themselves, but for maybe just the safety of others. And when they're in their own homes or outside and are able to take them off, do so. I can't think of anyone that is comfortable wearing a mask and wanting to wear one. As far as anxiety itself, when it becomes a problem, obviously it becomes a problem when it begins to affect our sleep, begins to affect our relationships with others. When we wear a mask, it's in a sense causing anxiety in and of itself. It's kind of blocking our airways. It's making our body feel as though we're being suffocated. We have to remind ourselves that when we're wearing the mask, it's actually to help us and to keep us safe. And I think the other part too is everyone has some level of anxiety based on COVID and what is happening. Acknowledging that anxiety, stating it out loud. I feel like a lot of the work that I do, I just encourage people just to be kind of more open about it. You know, I'm anxious about COVID. I'm anxious about going certain places. And when we're saying that to ourselves, it allows our brain and our body to connect a little bit easier, and it helps us to kind of then be able to identify what it is that I need to do to make myself feel better. But I think anxiety is something that, yeah, we're all experiencing to some level. And if it's to the point to where an individual is experiencing some ongoing sleep disturbances or is experiencing panic, some of the main symptoms that we can have is chest pain, tightness in our chest. And if we're having those ongoing symptoms, it's probably a good time just to come in and kind of gain some skills or just some education on what you can do or what the individual can do to decrease the intensity of that anxiety.